The Russian prime minister warns that his country could break diplomatic ties with Ukraine over security incidents in Crimea.
I would like this situation to end in this way, but if there is no other way to influence the situation, the president could probably take such a decision. Of course, the final decision is to be taken by the president, who is responsible for the foreign policy of our country.
Announcement comes after Kiev put its troops on combat alert Thursday along the country's borders with Crimea and with Ukraine's east, which is controlled by pro-Russian militias. Meanwhile, Russian media quoted the defense ministry as saying that the country has deployed advanced S-400 air defense missile system to Crimea. Move comes only days after Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he'd take countermeasures following clashes in the north of the region. Ukraine has denied any role in the violence in Crimea, accusing Russia of plotting further unrest amid tensions with Kiev. Crimea rejoined Russia following a referendum back in March of 2014.
In a video from the Russian security service, a former Ukrainian army conscript, Yevgeny Panov, tells how the Ukrainian defense ministry sent him to attack vital infrastructure in Crimea. The man was detained on August 7, allegedly in a sabotage group. Russian President Vladimir Putin was quick to accuse Ukraine of plotting terrorist tactics to destabilize the peninsula. Kiev denounced the allegations as baseless. The Ukrainian government denied that Panov worked for intelligence units, saying that the confessions were obtained by force.
None of the persons named by citizen Panov are staff of the Chief Intelligence Department of Ukraine's Defense Ministry.
The Ukrainian armed forces were put on high alert over fear that Russia is preparing to provoke unrest. Another concern was the ongoing Russian Navy drills in the Black Sea and military buildup for Caucasus 2016 drills. But so far, no uptick in violence has been observed in eastern Ukraine.
Unfortunately, the ceasefire has not been observed by the illegal armed groups, but the average number of shellings is pretty much at the same level.
The Russian president also rejected talks with Kiev in Normandy format, which also includes leaders of France and Germany, until Kiev denounces, quote, terror and provocations. Some experts say the situation does not bode well for relations between the states.
This was the only form of high-level contact in which Putin and Poroshenko nominally participated. A refusal from the Normandy format means a full collapse of direct multilateral contact between Ukrainian and Russian leaders, which is generally dangerous.
Crimea was integrated into Russia following a referendum on the peninsula in March 2014. Moscow recognized the referendum, but Kiev rejected it. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Moscow could break diplomatic relations with Ukraine following the incidents in Crimea. While there are fears that high tensions could spark military confrontation between the two states, most experts in Ukraine rule out any such scenario for now. Lena Savchuk, Press TV, Kiev.
Now for more of the story, we're going to swing over to Ohio, where we're joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, a senior editor at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Duff. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And Mr. Duff, do you believe that tensions will rise to the point that diplomatic ties between Moscow and Kiev may get abandoned over this new activity in Crimea we're hearing about?
I think we have to tie the events there to the, particularly this last incursion by the Ukrainian commandos that crossed into Crimea. Two Russians were killed. This was done to coincide with Erdogan's visit to Moscow and their joint move, or what we hope will be a joint move in Syria. We have yet to see meat coming out of that deal. But that leaves Ukraine pretty much on its own. And Ukraine, we believe, is trying to institute any kind of conflict possible, trying to draw the United States in, because if Turkey moves with Russia, the U.S. is going to have to follow this lead with Syria. If they do that, this pairing is going to leave Ukraine entirely on their own. And this is a last-ditch effort, I believe, on behalf of Ukraine to bring about an armed conflict and bring the United States in at a time we think the United States is not prepared to handle anything like this.
Right, and what do you think it'll take to try to defuse the situation between Russia and Ukraine?
Well, the Russians moving in an S-400 system essentially means that any use by Ukraine's air force against Crimea will be stopped handily, easily. It also gives full supervision over that entire region by Russia. That S-400 is strategically placed not just to operate a missile system, but to manage surveillance as well. The U.S. is operating a similar type of radar system out of Constanta in Romania, and it moved there some time ago. But watching that region and making sure that whoever is at fault were an incident to happen, and Russia is predicting an incident, that S-400 is going to make sure that Russia is going to be on the winning side.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Gordon Duff, and your contribution to the program. That's Mr. Gordon Duff, senior at Veterans Today, joining us out of Ohio.